Today we celebrate the feast of one about whom we have heard recently, because we had the feast of his friend and companion in the last few days, St. Raymond of Peñafort, in which St. Raymond of Peñafort, this saint began, and with King James I of Barcelona, in that area there, Aragon, he founded, at the request of the Blessed Mother, who appeared to all three of him in a dream, simultaneously, the Order of Mercedarians, that is, of Our Lady of the Ransom of Captives. And so, and they are also called Mercedarians. So also, Mercedes is a name that derives from that particular title, which we already have celebrated just a couple of months ago. So, St. Peter Nolasco. St. Peter, who was from the area of Barcelona, who was from a noble family, studied, became a priest, and then he met up with St. Raymond of Peñafort, who was his spiritual director, and St. Raymond was a Dominican, and, of course, the king, with whom he worked closely as well. And so, with the command of the Blessed Mother and the blessing of the Holy Father, they began this order, and as I mentioned before, but I know you don't remember, so I'll mention it again, the members of the Mercedarian Order of Our Lady of Mercy, Our Lady of Ransom, have not only the regular three vows, the chastity, obedience, and poverty, but they have a fourth vow, which is that if any of them, as they're ransoming prisoners from the heathens, who would be taking many, many captives from the coastlands of Spain and Portugal and Italy and taking them to northern Africa into slavery, if they ran out of money, they were supposed to turn themselves over. That is their fourth vow, which was approved by the Pope and by the Church. And then they would be ransomed and turned for a higher ransom. And so it's a very, very beautiful thing. Nowadays, they still exist. They have never been a very large order, but it is a very important order in the Church. And even in this country, they have some very beautiful, beautiful churches that are under their care. And so today we pray to St. Peter Nolasco. In addition, today, the second collect for today's Mass, which is something somewhat unusual, but given the Romans, that is not unusual. Today is the octave of the feast of St. Agnes, Virgin and Martyr. So you will notice that the second prayer is to St. Agnes and for St. Agnes. She was so important, that little girl who gave her life for Christ, that she merited, at least in Rome and then throughout the Roman church, an octave, that is 8 days of prayer, and then the octave day being today. So today we also pray, we remember once again the wonderful little Saint Agnes of Rome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.